about is what I plan to talk on today.
Praise God.
About 10 minutes, 9 minutes left, I don't think I'm gonna be able to get into it.
Go ahead, Ray, you can go over a little bit.
But let me just,
And then you can redo it next Sunday.
Last week when Brother Monty was teaching, and I kinda took issue with this gospel. Okay, this gospel, and we preached this gospel that Jesus said. And so I do have, like I say, a fairly long teaching about that, how we can get into it. But this gospel includes, let me just tell you a little bit of what it includes. Okay?
Amen.
And then I'll stop and do something else. But this gospel, the gospel that Jesus taught, it includes faith. Where's faith in our teaching now? We got word of faith. Why is word of faith such a big deal? Because before word of faith, there wasn't a whole lot of faith, was there? It's a big deal because what? It's a recent thing.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Works, miracles. That's still a big thing. Where's works? Where's miracles? Who's going around doing miracles these days? Are you doing miracles in your own life? Am I doing miracles in my own life? You know the latest miracle I did in my life? I drilled a hole. Now that's a big deal, isn't it? You'd think I'd be doing more than that, wouldn't you? But I drilled a hole. Did I tell y'all about that? Did I tell y'all about that? I'm going to tell you about it. God is still in the miracle working business.
Amen.
Let me say you something. God is, and you guys will understand this more than the ladies, okay? But I had to run. I needed to run electrical wire from my attic down into my basement. Okay? Well, you know, there's no good place to run. How are you going to do that? I don't have a long drill bit that can drill that long. Okay? I just, how am I going to run this? Okay? One guy said, well, why don't you just get in the closet and run it, in the closet? I said, I don't want to do that. It looked good, So I found fuse box. There was a little area right beside it. We shined the light up there and saw that there wasn't a cross piece in the way. I'm going to try. So my idea was go in the attic, drill a hole, right? Put this rod down in it. They got these little rods that you can 4 foot sections you can piece together, and then you just bang around until you find a hole down there. And we already had a hole down. We knew there was a hole down there somewhere. Well, we could bang this rod around. Right? Until we found the hole and put it on through, and then we tied the cord to it, Simple, right? No, it's hard. Because how are you going to find that hole down there?
Yeah.
There's one down there somewhere, but you got to drill this hole through, you got to put the rod through, and then you got to try to search around. I knew it was going to take. I'd seen these guys try to just come up from the basement, just run a thermostat thing, and it took them like an overnight. Over an hour, two of them working at it.
Yeah.
Solid. And they finally just gave up and went up through the duct work. they just couldn't do it, And I was going to go through two of them, both the ceiling and the floor. So I got up there and I was talking to the guy who was helping me. I said, we need to put Murphy on out of here. I've heard of Murphy's Law. You guys know. Anything can go wrong, it will go wrong at the worst possible time, And I said, we just need to get rid of Murphy. We need to believe God.
Yeah.
Things are good going to happen. Right?
Yeah.
I told him in the car as we were driving, I said, we need to get rid of Murphy. Things are good are going to happen. We need to speak that. We need to speak words of life and faith. Speak them. I didn't say it with a whole lot of conviction. Okay? I said it, but, And so, anyway, we got there. Got everything set up. He was in the basement with the wire ready to hook it to, and I was in the top with the drill and the lights and the attic's dark as all get out. Now, I find a place to drill the hole. Okay? And, the place is, there's this two before sticking up above the floor, above the ceiling, Two before sticking up, it's about that long. And the only place that I can drill a hole is somewhere in there. Don't know where to drill this hole, right? So I got my wood cutting bit on my drill. You know, I can't go too far this way, you know, just got to get it. So I just, wherever, you know, just drill the hole. So I drilled it and drilled it and drilled it and drilled it. And it went to the end of my bit. And I still was getting wood. And I said, this doesn't look good. So I pulled the drill bit out and I pulled it out all the way I could, you know, still have a little bit of turn. Put it back in there, it pushed through. At the very last boom, I pushed it through. So I pulled it out. And I'm looking at this hole, it's probably at least that deep. Well, that doesn't give you any wiggle room for your rod, right? No wiggle room at all. You know, you've got to be able to move this thing around and find that hole, right? But I had no wiggle room in there. It was that deep, it was about that big around. It's like, you don't have any wiggle room. Well, try it anyway. So I hooked up the rod, you know, 4 foot sections. I run through 4 feet, hook up another one, hook 4 feet, hook up the last one, you know.
Yeah.
I push it down and he grabs it. It never hits the wood. In fact, he said when it came through the hole that it was right in the wood. It didn't even touch the sides of the hole.
Oh, man.
I want to know what a miracle is.
Yeah.
Okay? Just didn't know where to put that hole. Just
personally
drilled it. You know? Now, I mean, he said he heard me yell in the basement. I was up in the attic. He heard me yell when he went through. Wow, you know? That's the first time through, just pushed it down and went straight through it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sound like a miracle to me.
I mean, if any of y'all ever worked with stuff like this, you know, that just don't happen. That just doesn't happen.
Amen.
I mean, you don't even need Murphy for that not to happen, right? So, you know, God is in the miracle working business.
Yes. He is.
Yeah. All right? And we ought to be in the miracle working business.
Yeah.
How do we get miracles to happen in our lives? How do we do it? We step out in faith.
Yeah.
And we work them. What did Jesus do? He stepped out in faith and he worked. You know, when Mary came to him and said, they don't have any wine for the wedding. You know?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Right? I don't know what he said. I don't understand. I still to this day don't understand really what he said, okay, to her. But he said something that she took as, what do you want me to do? And she took it as, I'll do whatever you say. And she said, she told the servants, you do whatever he says. Just take care of it. And what does he do? Go pour some water in these jugs. Now he had faith that that water was going to turn into wine, didn't he? What else did he have?
Nothing.
He didn't need anything else. That's all you need to work a miracle. All you need is faith. Right?
Yeah.
Pour the wine in the jugs, and I take it to the guy. He had faith that when that guy drunk it, it was going to taste really good. Right? And it did.
It did.
Right?
Yeah.
It did.
So what did he use other than his faith? He spoke the words of faith.
Yeah. He released something.
And it happened, right?
He did.
All he had was his faith. Right? The power was already there.
Yeah.
Right? The Holy Spirit was already there. You see, he didn't have to go, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, come down. Oh Lord, we need your help. Oh Lord. He didn't do any of that.
Right now, Lord, right now.
Yeah. He didn't do any of that. What did he do? He says, look, I believe your word.
I believe
your word, and I'm going to exercise my faith.
That's good.
Yeah.
You see that? So if you need a miracle, don't get on your knees and start praying. I mean, that's a good thing to do, but don't ask God for a miracle when he's already given you the Holy Spirit. You see, you need to be going around doing miracles for others. You can do miracles for yourself, right? You got the power. Mm-hmm. Don't go asking God to give you something He's already given you. Right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hey, Dad, I want a new bicycle. You've got one. I just bought it for you. I bought it for you. Gave it to you yesterday. Will you? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, right. You see, power is within us. We've had the power ever since we got the Holy Spirit. Mm. The Holy Spirit has not gone bye-bye.
No.
He did not go flying away. You got to go get Him back every time you need Him. It's not the way it works.
Amen. Amen.
It isn't the way it works.
You got to know He's there.
You've got the Holy Spirit, right? He doesn't go flying away, and then you got to bring Him back, and He goes flying away. That's not the way it works.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I'm so into your teaching and doing me like this.
Okay. Yeah, we be running over. We get into
we
stuff.
Do.
We be running over time, and then it be pushing.
It be so good.
So
Ray, it's so good.
Yeah. So I'll just finish up and I say, you know, this is what we need to remember.
Yeah.
This is what we need to remember, and we need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start doing miracles.
Yeah.
Amen.
And not stop doing them. Need to do it. I'm talking to myself. Y'all know that. I'm talking to myself. Y'all think I'm talking to you, but I'm really talking to me. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that's got to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see? Mm-hmm. I need to keep seeing miracles in my life until I'm convinced. And I can live by miracles like Jesus did. Every time He turned around, He was doing a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
When people needed healing,
He was ready.
When people needed healing,
He said
Jesus didn't have to run off and say, let me go to the mountains and do some praying. I'll come back and see if I can heal. This is a pretty tough disease, you guys. So let me run off to the mountain and do some praying. I'll come back and see if we can get this done.
Well, He did His praying in secret.
Oh, He did His praying before He got there.
Amen.
But when He got there, there wasn't anything.
He was already ready.
There was no disease. There was no demon that could withstand it.
Nothing.
After reading, His disciples said, Lord, don't teach us to heal. Don't teach us to do, but teach us to pray.
This is where Mary was going with the communion.
That's
she's
right.
Getting us to that point with the communion.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So that we can, when we get there, we'll be ready.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
So, miracles, healing.
Mm-hmm.
If you need healing, what does He say? Believers.
Mm-hmm.
Believers will lay their hands on the sick,
mm-hmm.
and they will recover.
That's right.
They will.
That's it. You don't need anointing. You don't need special music. You don't need a special feeling. You don't need an emotions in a certain place. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to call the Holy Spirit to come down.
Anointing.
He says, all you need
is to exercise.
Lay your hands on the sick.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Believe what Jesus said is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's faith.
Yeah.
They will recover.
They may recover.
And that's all it is to it. You don't have to add anything. You don't have to don't subtract anything. They're not... You know,
right to,
if you believe
to people,
the truth,
it sounds too simple.
Huh?
It sounds too simple to people. That sounds so simple. That's when they miss it.
It's too simple to miss. It's so simple you just have to work at it to miss it. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
So,
that's good, Ray.
All right.
And I want y'all to remember that taking communion bring you into what Brother Ray said, that you can walk in health.
That's right.
Continuously walking in health.
Yeah.
Continuously walking in health. That's where God wants to bring His people.
Mm-hmm.
Because He died for our health just like He did for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at sin and health the same way. And so that's very important to Him. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and you be in health. Even as your
soul
prosper, you come into the knowledge of it and act on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Reed. Bless our food, because we will. Lord, please.
Father, thank you so much for bringing us here. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the spiritual fellowship, the soul fellowship, and the food fellowship.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that we have fellowship with you, and that gives peace, God's peace in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our time together. May everything we think,